I ended the last lesson of this CCNA audio boot camp presented by www.ine.com. I ended that lesson by mentioning to you the fact that we were going to cover in this lesson a poorly named protocol, and that is certainly the case. VLAN trunking protocol, that name certainly throws off a lot of students. When they think trunking protocols, they think about 802.1Q or InterSwitch Link, and they don't stop and realize that the VLAN trunking protocol actually is a VLAN management protocol. The VLAN trunking protocol does indeed flow across trunk links, but its purpose is to manage, help you manage your VLAN infrastructure. So I think a much better name for this protocol, instead of VTP, it would be VMP. How about the VLAN Management Protocol? So what the idea behind VTP is the fact that you can go to one of your switches and you can manipulate, add, create, delete VLANs, and have that VLAN information automatically propagate across the trunk links that make up your switched infrastructure. Now, with VTP, devices are configured as part of what we call a domain, and you'll want to go ahead and secure this VTP domain with a password. These commands are very simple. In order to configure the VTP domain, in global configuration mode, we simply use the command VTP domain and then give a case-sensitive domain name. In order to configure a password to protect your VTP domain, you're going to then do VTP password followed by a password. Now, there are three possible VTP modes that your Catalyst switch can be in. There's server mode, which is the default mode for all of your Cisco Catalyst switches. And the server mode allows you to configure and edit VLANs on that device. Then there's the client mode that doesn't allow the configuration or editing of VLANs. The client mode will get its configuration from the server. And then there's transparent mode. This allows you to create and edit the VLANs on the local switch all you want, but there will be no synchronization from this switch to other switches or for that switch to get its config from another switch. It all just stays local on that device. Another interesting thing about transparent mode is the fact that it will forward VTP advertisements. So while it will not listen to these advertisements, it will indeed forward those advertisements along. So three possible modes for VTP: server, client, and transparent. And remember, it's simply the command VTP mode in order to set one mode over another. When you do a show startup or show running config on your switch, you'll notice that in transparent mode systems, you'll actually see the VLAN configuration in the startup config. But it's important to realize that on a server or client device, we're not going to see the configuration in the startup config. On these devices, the VLAN configuration is stored in the flash file system in a file called vlan.dat. So you're going to go to the vlan.dat file. Actually, you don't go to it, but that's what you see when you run your various show commands. One show command that you would run to verify VTP, for example, is the very, very famous command show VTP status. Show VTP status is going to show you your domain name. It's going to show you how many VLANs have been learned on that particular device. Now, one of the things that you need to realize about VTP is that it works using a very simple configuration revision number. Every time you go to your server and you add or modify the VLAN configuration, the configuration revision number is going to increment, and all the other devices will sync to that number. So every change we make causes an increase in this number. Note that this is the number that is going to decide who synchronizes to what configuration. Maybe you have two servers in your environment. You go and you create a VLAN on one, and the configuration revision number increments to, let's say, 11. Now it's stale, it's 10 on the other server, so it'll sync to the new version of 11. Note that when you add a server system that might have a high configuration revision number, but maybe you've erased all the VLANs off it, now that could have the result of erasing all of your VLANs in your infrastructure. So use the show VTP status command to check this configuration revision number before a deployment. Obviously, setting a VTP password will help you guard against someone inadvertently, or rather advertently, someone maliciously trying to erase your VLAN configurations with the introduction of one of these VTP server systems. Another concept that we want you to know about at the CCNA level is called VTP pruning. This is a neat feature that you can turn on any of your switches in your topology and have it automatically work throughout the topology. What goes on with VTP pruning is the fact that you are not going to send VLAN traffic down trunk links when there is no VLAN participants down that trunk link. This obviously adds to the efficiency of your environment, doesn't it? It makes great sense to have the switches just dynamically realize, look, I'm not going to send VLAN traffic down a trunk link if there are no participants of that VLAN down that trunk link. Remember, it's the simple command VTP pruning done on one of your servers to initiate this efficient behavior of VTP pruning. And the great thing is, as your topology changes, as you add more VLAN participants, VTP pruning is going to automatically adapt and prune or not prune based on the VLAN participants in your topology.